This is English USA on the Voice of America. Now, Lesson 33, Part 1.
Hello, Martin. Did you finish your story?
Yes, I did. I worked on Saturday.
When did you finish?
I finished in the evening.
Hello, Kara, Martin.
Hi, Waleed.
Good morning, Waleed. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Did you have a nice weekend?
Wonderful.
I worked.
Did you work at the office?
No, I worked at home. I finished a story.
I can't work on the weekend. The children are very noisy.
I don't like to work on weekends.
Martin, when are you going to Pittsburgh?
On Tuesday.
Are you working on a story?
Yes, I'm writing a story about Pittsburgh.
Didn't you write a story about Pittsburgh last year?
Yes, I did. I wrote a story 3 years ago, too. I visit Pittsburgh often. Sometimes I write a story. I want to see the changes.
Has it changed?
Yes, it has changed. I wrote a story 10 years ago, too.
Pardon?
10 years ago.
When did you first visit Pittsburgh?
In 1975. I went with my father to a baseball game.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you going this week, Martin?
Pittsburgh.
When are you going?
I'm going on Tuesday.
I'm going to work now. There's a meeting this morning.
When is the meeting?
It's at 11:45.
11:45? When is our meeting, Martin?
Our meeting is at 11:45.
Can we change our meeting?
Of course. What time do you want to meet?
Can we meet at 11 o'clock?
Yes, we can. Do you want to meet in your office?
Can we meet in your office?
When are we going to finish?
Before the other meeting.
Biliyorsunuz, belirli bir zaman söylemek gerektiğinde saat ve dakika verebilirsiniz. Örnekleri dikkatle dinleyin.
At 7 o'clock.
At 11:45.
At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
At 10:30.
Kesin bir saat ve süre vermek gerekmeyen genel zamanlar için on the weekend, hafta sonunda, last year, geçen yıl, on Sunday, pazar günü gibi zaman belirten kelime veya kelime grupları kullanılır. Şimdi bu dersten bazı örnekleri tekrarlıyoruz.
On Saturday, in the evening.
On the weekend.
On Tuesday.
Last year.
3 years ago. 10 years ago. In 1975.
Before the other meeting.
Martin'in sorularına bu tür genel zaman belirten ifadeler kullanarak cevap vermeyi deneyin.
When did you go to a movie? When did you see your family? When are you going to study? When are you going to shop?
When are you going to have lunch?
I'm not going to have lunch.
After I finish my work.
At 12:30.
This is English USA on the Voice of America. Now, Lesson 33, Part 2.
Kara, when are you going to Europe?
We're going next month.
Can we go to lunch now?
Howard isn't here.
When is he coming?
In a few minutes.
Where are you going in Europe?
We're going many places.
Are you going to Bulgaria?
Yes, we are.
When are you going there?
Let me see. In about 3 weeks.
I have an uncle in Bulgaria. Can you phone him?
Of course. Please give me his phone number.
Okay. I'm going to bring it next week.
When did your uncle go to Bulgaria?
Many years ago. He was a student. He studied engineering. Then he worked in one of the factories for 3 years.
Did he stay there?
Yes, he did. He married. He had children.
When did you see him?
20 years ago. He came to see my father. He is my father's brother.
I'm here.
Good. Can we go now?
Were you waiting for me?
Of course.
Yes, let's go.
Martin, when are we going to Georgetown University?
Next week. The demonstration is on Wednesday.
What demonstration is that?
It is Environmental Day. There's a big demonstration.
What is Environmental Day?
The students are having a demonstration about environmental problems. Kara and I are going to write a story.
What problems are they demonstrating about?
Many problems.
We're going to write about river pollution.
Yes, the university is on the river. We want to listen to the speakers. We want to write about pollution.
We had a story about ocean pollution.
When?
A few weeks ago. We visited the Atlantic Ocean.
When did you go to the Atlantic Ocean?
In the summer.
Did you see pollution in the ocean?
Yes, we did. We saw pollution in some places.
We saw pollution in the river, too.
When?
Last week. Last month. Last year. We want to write about pollution.
Genel zaman ve zaman süresi belirten birçok ifade olduğunu biliyorsunuz. Bu dersten vereceğimiz örnekleri yeniden dinleyin.
Many years ago. 20 years ago.
A few weeks ago.
Last week. Last month. Last year.
Zaman ifade eden bazı kelime veya kelime grupları hem geçmiş hem de gelecek zaman için kullanılabilir. Örneğin, in the summer, yazın. On Saturday, cumartesi günü denildiği zaman, konuya göre geçen yaz veya gelecek yazdan söz ediyor olabilirsiniz.
Next month.
In a few minutes.
In about 3 weeks.
Next week. For 3 years.
On Wednesday. In the summer.
Martin size 4 soru soracak. Bu sorulara genel bir zaman ifadesi kullanarak cevap vermeye çalışın.
When are you going to see your family? When are you going to study English? When did you visit your family? When did you eat?
English USA'de bu akşam 33. dersi tamamladık. Gelecek hafta 34. derse geçeceğiz. Bu kez Martin yine seyahate çıkacak.